Well, there we are. You can tell there's free teas and coffees here. That's all I can say. Colonel John, we've got lots of your team from here in the garrison today. We're going to be chatting with them over the next hour as we celebrate launching here in Location 16. Tell us about your job.
Well, Mark, I have two roles, really. I run a thing called the Armour Centre. My second hat, if you like, is to provide an oversight, a supporting role to everyone within that garrison.
OK, well, Colonel, I'll let you sign off here. Thanks for joining us today. And thanks for welcoming us to our 16th location, Bovington Camp, for Garrison Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Good to see you.
Colonel John, thank you. Just down the road from Bovington Camp is Lulworth, and John Barrs, he's the station staff officer. How far away is Lulworth from Bovington, John?
It's about 6 miles away.
Tell us about Lulworth. So that's where the army decided to test the newly invented tank.
We go way back to 1917 when we were sort of given the license.
What's the difference between what happens in Bovington Camp and also in Lulworth Camp?
In the main in Bovington, because of the tank, there's sort of four stations on the tank. The driving's done here in Bovington, and we predominantly fire the gun.
So it's pretty noisy being down the road from you, is it?
It's very noisy, but funnily enough, me being there for sort of five years now, you get used to the noise, so it's not too bad.
Okay, John, you've sold that to me. Thanks very much for joining us. John Barr, Station Staff Officer at Lulworth Camp. This is Garrison FM at around about 11:14, yeah, it is. And I think the timing's just about right. We've got a tank that's just coming up the hill here. You can probably hear it trundling. Bit of background noise here. I said we'd get a tank go past at some time. We've had this specially arranged. Not. Here it is, it's on its way up. My next guest on the show today is Major Monty Woolley, who's the second in command of the Royal Armoured Corps Training Regiment. We've talked about training, Monty. How long have you been second in command?
For a year now, yeah.
What's your background then? What have you done previously?
I'm a 9th-12th Royal Lancer, and I've spent predominant part of my career conducting that, or at staff jobs away from regimental duty.
So is there still an integral role for the tank in the British Army in the future? Well, that's more policy than anything I'm asking you there, but in terms of what you're learning and what you're teaching now.
Absolutely. The tank is a battle winner. There's about 120,000 tanks around the world, and any conflict we come into in the future is likely to have tanks on the other side, and therefore to have the tank as a capability is vital.
Okay, Monty, thanks very much for joining us today on Garrison FM.
Fantastic, thank you very much.
That's Major Monty Woolley, who's the second in command of the Royal Armoured Corps Training Regiment here at Bovington Camp. It's 11:22. We're broadcasting live from our newest location, 16th location, Bovington Camp in Dorset. We're actually in the Hive, where we have our little studio. People are having plenty of tea and coffee. I think we've got a cake here that's not being broken into, yeah? Somebody needs a chisel. Let's break into it. Okay, that's cool. Well, our next guest is somebody local, not Army, but Army life obviously is very important. Councillor Graham Holmes from Purbeck District Council. Graham, welcome to the show today. I want to ask you, what's this like as a posting to be in Bovington in this part of Dorset?
Well, I would say this is an excellent posting. Soldiers to come here, they get access to the Purbecks. Of course, we've got the Purbeck Hills, so people can go walking there. We've got lots of heathland. We've got lots of culture from Hardy. We've got Weymouth Beach just down the road. We've got the lot.
Okay. Well, we're a few miles inland here, so it's not too far up the sea. How far is Weymouth?
Yeah, just 11 miles. So, in fact, it's a 25-minute trip by car.
Graham, what's it like having soldiers, having army families on your patch here in a district council area?
We love it. We welcome the army. We've had the army here working closely with us, and we're hand in glove together, and we have been for years, for decades.
Okay, Graham, many thanks for joining us. Councillor Graham Holmes from Purbeck District Council, thanks for joining us, Graham, here on Garrison FM today.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Bye-bye now.